So I'm very grateful to Ananta Prabhu and the temple management here for giving me an opportunity to serve you in this way. Thank you very much. So we are reading today from Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada's, chapter 18, text 58. The text goes like this. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi atha chetvam ahamkaran nashrosyasi vinangshasi. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person in full Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort and he gives himself to his friend who is so devotedly engaged, working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He is already under the strict material laws, but as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool, in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatari Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So is there anyone here who is not facing obstacles in their life? Anyone here who doesn't have any obstacles in this life? No hands are up. So obviously, me too. Life is full of obstacles. So here Krishna gives us hope. And we know why Prabhupada brought the science of Krishna consciousness to all of us. Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, we have to become conscious of Krishna at every time, in every place, and in all circumstances. And what will be the result? He says, you will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. So Krishna gives that guarantee. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that most of the living entities, me too, we don't know what is to be done, what is not to be done. In any circumstance, it is a very difficult decision to make. Therefore, many people, avoid decisions we don't want to make. Why? Because if I take the wrong decision, then I'll have to face music, and I don't want to do that. So most of us don't know what to do, what not to do. But just by doing the right thing, becoming conscious of Krishna by putting Krishna in the center, then he says, you will cross over all obstacles of conditioned life. Further, Krishna says, if, however, you do not work in such consciousness, which means Krishna consciousness, but act through the false ego. What is the false ego? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Good. So, yeah, Mataji mentioned it is connected. We are thinking that I am the role that I am playing. Yeah. So we might be a carpenter. We might be, the president of a company, or we might be a husband, wife, this, that. And we are thinking that is my only role. Yeah, that is my only role. And I'm all the time thinking only from that point of view. So that is one type of false ego. What is another type of false ego? Exactly. That is another type of false ego, which is identifying with the body and the mind. Whatever the mind says, I say, yes, sir. Yeah. The mind says, do this, and I just follow it. Yeah, and most of the time, the mind is wrong. We know that when we see food, especially when you see food, you feel you need tons of food. And then you eat all of that. And afterwards, you think, why did I eat that? My stomach is aching. But the mind, it painted pictures. You would feel so happy, just eat it, like that. So, this mind and body, they're always painting pictures, about feelings. This will be good for you, that will be good for you, so and so, feeling and thinking, feeling and willing. That is the job of the mind. So the mind accepts something and rejects something, thinking it is good. But we can see most of the time, the mind is wrong, if we contemplate on it. Because most of the population, they don't even think the mind is wrong. They think it is right. They think something else is the cause. But that is the false ego. To think of ourselves as something other than a spirit soul who is trying to please Krishna. That is our main role. Whether I am a student studying, whether I am going to kindergarten as a child, whether I'm going to school or college, whether I'm someone who is working at a job, a materialistic job as well, which has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness or whatever. we have, if I identify with that, then all the decisions I make as that person, yeah, is on the basis of the false ego. So we can see, you know, Krishna says this so that we can analyze on a daily basis, you know. Usually in the evening, after the day's gone through, we are looking forward to just a quiet time. Or lying in front of the television or something, playing a computer game to just get us, you know, especially if we are working outside. The mind is so disturbed like that. So usually these things are what people do. But instead, if we are to build up a relationship with our mind based on our original identity, then we can find, my God, I took so many decisions, all just to get through the situation temporarily. Keep this person happy, keep that person happy, make myself feel better. But that goes on perpetually, and we are never happy. We are always making adjustments. So Krishna says that if you act through the false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So A, he is saying, you should always follow my instructions in your life and living. And B, if you don't follow my instructions, you'll be lost. And so he is indirectly saying, if you find yourself lost in this world or lost in life, you're not hearing me. And hearing me means following. So you're not following me. Like that. So, Krishna consciousness is all about paradigm shifts. You know, why do we come to Krishna consciousness? We come to Krishna consciousness because before we were born in a certain country of the world, in a certain community of a particular set of parents, and we had a particular set of friends, neighbors, relatives, you know, we got a particular kind of education, we had a particular kind of life. And we thought that that was all in all. Hare Krishna. Okay. So we thought that was all in all. But when we meet someone, you know, whatever happens, we are always going paradigm shifts, you know. Whatever decision we make, you know, we meet a friend who says, you know, apply for this job instead of this job because it is blah, blah, blah. And we suddenly decided, I will apply for that job. What has happened? That friend has managed to change our belief system. That is called a change of paradigm shift. Like that. So Krishna consciousness is the biggest paradigm shift. Because it connects us to our original spiritual nature. Of which no one ever discusses. No one is interested. Yeah, because the world as it is today, I mean, it is all given in the scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam says Kali Gale, Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hi Upadrata. The definition of Kali Yuga is given that people have very little intelligence. Manda Sumanda Matayo. We don't even remember much of the things. Most of these scriptures that we are now reading, they're called Shruti. There was no paper in the olden days. You probably know about this. So before paper, the spiritual master used to recite to the students. And the students, through one recitation, you know, 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they used to remember it all. And they used to give it to their students. And they used to remember it and recite it. They were called Shruti Dars. And today, you know, we go about the day. What was it? The five things that I wanted to do today. You know, we are always. So the memory is going. Manda. Sumanda matayo. Sumanda matayo manda bhagya. You know, we are all unfortunate because we can see that everyone is a nice person, basically. Yeah? No one wants to harm others. No one wants to intentionally be a bad person. But still, going about in the daily business of life, because we want a certain quota for ourselves in terms of money, name, fame, position. We are aggressive. We go through, you know, we don't care what other people think. Yeah? We push ourselves, go through with it. mandabhagya. And though that is a misfortunate situation. So even though the heart, you know, is saying, no, I want to be a nice person. No, I want to be a good person. I don't want to hurt anyone. I want to live peacefully. There's that. In spite of having that thought, no one is able to do that. Mandabhagya. He upadrata. And always disturb. The mind is always disturbed. Yeah? It doesn't settle on anything. It's here, it's there, there's that, that. And soon we go through life like a zombie. I no longer know, you know, what do I want, what I don't want, you know. And then just it becomes on automatic pilot. Whatever life gives, you know, in the home, I become a vegetable so that I don't have to listen to my wife or my husband, as the case may be, both of them. And at work also, I play the same game so that I don't have to. So everyone is on automatic pilot. With the result, there's no joy in life. Like that. So, Krishna here, he's saying, you know, he's giving that. No matter what your position, no matter who you are, no matter, he says, even if you are able to do your duty or not. And that is so true. How many of the mothers and fathers can say they are the perfect parent for their kids? Yeah? Not most of us. We would like to do, but we can't. Because it is physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, you know, physiologically, it's not possible for us. We would like to be, but we can't be that. And so, we are failing in all our duties. And Krishna says, okay, that is also okay. No problem. But he says, just do one thing. Be conscious of me in everything that you do. So in whatever we do, whether it is bringing up children, you know, or waking up at a certain hour, we should know, how would Krishna like me to do this? And then try to follow it. And at first it will be very difficult, because it's a huge paradigm shift, because all times everything was totally different. It was to please the world. And suddenly we are now bringing Krishna in. And so it becomes difficult. And Arjuna explains to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Chanchalahi mana Krishna, pramarti balavadrida. So, I can't, Krishna, because the mind is too powerful. So, Krishna says, but, abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena che. So, you practice. You practice. Thinking how Krishna would like me to do this. So, Prabhupada brought this science of Krishna consciousness. It's all about practice. And while having the practice, having fun. You know, doing it with enthusiasm. Because we are always changing for the better. Like the dark coal mines have, you know, this uncovered diamonds which don't seem like diamonds. And then we cut it and it's like polished diamond. Which everyone, you know, yearns after, like that. So we can also, everyone has got an opportunity to become like that. Krishna consciousness is the opportunity to become that diamond, pure. Because the human life is meant for only one business, self-realization. It's not meant for anything else. It's not meant to become the best CEO of a company. It's not meant to become, the best, whatever, in our job, to be the best in our job. It is not meant to be anything. But realizing ourselves that I am not this body, I am the spirit soul, I am meant to please Krishna. And as long as I start pleasing Krishna, then I'll be taken care of. So therefore Krishna is mentioning, you won't be able to do anything. But if you have this one qualification, how would Krishna like me to be doing? Then things will be okay. And I'll take one example, which has become a huge example now in India, you know. Before, most Indian women, they used to sit at home, not work. And they used to look after the children and manage the household life. Actually, Vedic life was that way. So it was good, the roles were mentioned, and the mother used to give all the, character to the children. She used to impart that. That was her job. And then cook, the right things. You know, in winter, cook things made of urad dal, sesame seeds, gur, so that the bones remain strong and, you know, the body is full of heat like that. And then in the winter, give them foods that are good. So the mother was, you know, she was doing so many roles, like taking care of the children. And the children grew up to be very, you know, strong citizens. They had strong self-confidence. Today, one of the biggest problems is they surveyed what is the biggest fear. And the biggest fear is that of public speaking. No one wants to speak in public. And that is because no one has that confidence. Because, you know, the children, they are not taught confidence at all. So, like now, all the spiritual agencies which are dealing with families, they are dealing with huge problems. Because women are either working part-time or they are working. And they don't have time to devote even to the kids. And then, you know, the thing is, they come and the kid has to be fed. And they feed the kid, either in front of the television so that his mind is occupied, this thing, but feed the kid somehow, this thing. And even shout and even beat up to feed the kids. And the children, they're having all sorts of psychological problems because of this. Because you are making them physically strong by feeding, but you are making them emotionally bankrupt by that shouting, by that, beating up, or, you know, comparing them with others. See, so-and-so is, you know, he has earned so many marks in this school, that school, and you are still like that. So, these people, when they are emotionally dead, when they go out into the world, they don't know how to face people. They don't know how to face situations. And consequently, even though they study and become, you know, huge successes, personally, they can't deal with people. You know, whether they are educated or not. Steve Jobs, he gave so many good things to the world, yeah, in terms of Mac, iPhone and everything. But personally, he couldn't get along with most people. You know, he left most people emotionally crippled. So those who were around him became billionaires because they helped him, you know, take Apple, you know, to the stock market and make it a huge success. And they were stockholders in that. They earned billions, but they were all emotionally crippled. Didn't know how to face life. Didn't know how to face people. Didn't know how to deal with the wife or the husband. Did not know how to deal with children. The only thing they knew was how to push through. Because I own the company, because I'll make the rules, you have to follow it, that's all. Like that. So today's society is creating emotionally crippled people. And therefore you see, in today's society, one of the best occupations is doctors. There's a shortage of doctors everywhere. Because today's society is creating patients. The whole, our society, the system, you know, as it is creating, because they are emotionally crippled, it is creating patients. All sorts of patients. Like that. So the Vedic society, they gave more importance to creating emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically strong people. It is people that make the difference. But today, because this thing is, love things and use people, everyone is using everyone, using them emotionally crippled. And because the parents go at work, they have so much pressures to deadlines to meet and deal with the boss and deal with the colleagues and deal with the competition that's going on there. When they come home, they are in that cycle. And then when the child speaks to them, they can't relate. Because that is there. Although they can give money, they can give food, they leave the child emotionally crippled. So this has become a huge problem, a big problem, and no one in the society is addressing it. Because everyone is just interested how much of money I can have, how much status, name, fame, you know, more roomed houses, more bigger cars and this and that. But that doesn't make us happy. We don't have to go far. Today the world is a very clear example. You don't have to meet devotees. You go to the United Nations statistics site, website. 50% of the world's population is living on 1% of the world's income. 5% of the world's population, they control 80% of the world's wealth. You know? The mental diseases are compoundedly increasing. Yeah? At the rate of 20% a year. Especially I see in England, NHS, it's free medical care. There are many people who are mentally mad, but they leave them out in society. They're working, doing everything like that. So there are mental cases roaming around. How can they be good fathers, good mothers, good brothers, sisters, relatives, friends, workers, co-workers, bosses? They can't be. And therefore, when we find environments that emotionally cripple us, we should know that this is the effect of materialistic society. And that I have to be different. I have to mold my life in such a way that I can keep my sanity and also not emotionally cripple those who are around me. And that is exactly what Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying, you may not have qualifications to be an ideal father. You may not have qualifications to be an ideal mother. You may not have qualifications to be an ideal citizen. Or an ideal boss or ideal anyone. Even an ideal devotee. And we know. Because, you know, even after 18 years, I'm still finding that I'm far from ideal. So time, you know, just passage of time doesn't make one an ideal devotee. But he says, if you just be conscious of me, you know, and increase that time during the day, during time, how does Krishna want me to behave in this situation? How does Krishna want me to deal with this person? How does Krishna want me to, just that, every time. And then increasing that throughout the day with different people and trying to stick to that. Then Krishna says, I will, by my grace, you will cross over those obstacles. And the proof are many. You know, the Pandavas. You know, the Pandavas are the greatest proof. The Pandavas, of course, they were the best in the world, you know. But still, Bhishma, Drona and Karna could finish off the Pandavas and their army within minutes, within days. In fact, they almost did. But every time, because they were conscious of Krishna, Krishna took care of Dronacharya, Krishna took care of Bhishma, and Krishna took care of Karna. They couldn't do anything to the Pandavas, because they were always conscious of Krishna. And because these three were supposed to be spiritual, yeah? Bhishma Pitama is one of the Mahajans. Dronacharya was a spiritual teacher. Karna was also born of Kunti and he had a good parent. But they misused their position. Bhishma, instead of, you know, giving support to the righteous, the Pandavas, he was okay, even though Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan and Shakuni were doing all sorts of things. Consequently, he had to be shot and he lay on the bed of arrows. Dronacharya, he was killed by cheating. He was told that, oh, your son, Ashwatthama is dead. Actually, Ashwatthama, the elephant, was dead. But Krishna knew that if he knew that his son was dead, that would take away all his strength, physical strength and every strength. So that's how he got rid of him. And then Karna, of course, you know, Parshuram had already cursed him because he went to Parshuram as a Brahmana. But one day when Parshuram was tired, he gave his lap for Parshuram to keep his head on while he was sleeping. And a bee came and it was eating up his left thigh. And he was quiet because he was Kshatriya. He didn't feel anything. And when Lord Parshuram woke up, he says, how could you tolerate that? No Brahmana could tolerate that. That means you are a Kshatriya. So you came to me as a Brahmana. You lied to me. So I curse you that this knowledge which I teach you, when you will need it most, you won't be able to recall it. Consequently, when Karna's wheel of his chariot was stuck, you know, in the Kurukshetra war, in the mud, he tried to remove it, but he just lost all memory. And Krishna said to Arjuna, shoot, don't leave him, because he didn't live a dharmic life. So no use, you know, responding to him dharmically, like that. And there are many, Dhruva Maharaj, you know, who was a 5-year-old boy. He had nowhere to go. His mother said, just go to Krishna. And I think he lives in some forest. That is what people say. So he went to the forest and he followed the principles. And so those are, you know, hopeful stories for us. So in every situation to question yourself, how would Krishna like me to do? I am far away from there. But I know that practice will help me become at least better. And that is what Acharya says, that if we keep up that practice, then by the mercy of Krishna, we'll be enthused in our service and we can take hope from that, like that. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is there time for any questions or we have to finish now? Anyone to decide? Huh? 5 minutes. Okay, any questions, comments? Thank you. Realizations to share? Yes. Jai Shri Shri Panja Tattva ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes.
You say, I just want to do this for Krishna. How you can differentiate this with some games of your mind that is tricking you that this is for Krishna book?
Yeah. Therefore I said, we have to ask, what does Krishna want me to do in this situation? So that is beyond the mind. So we have to find out. Yeah? We have to find out. And that is when scriptures help us. That it helps us that in every situation, there is a particular way to behave. There's a particular way to think, speak and act. So what is the Krishna conscious way for me to act in that position? Like, I'm working, suppose, for Google in here. Yeah, that is my job. I'm doing this. And, you know, I'm saying, how can I connect my job to Google? So I can say, what does Krishna want me to do? So if I ask this pure, you know, senior devotees who know, you know, when who I've got a relationship with, then they will say, the best thing is, when you turn up for work, every day pray, that, oh Lord, by my karma, I have come to do this work. Yeah? Whatever I do today, may that be as an offering to you. Please accept it as an offering. And we do that as a sacrifice to please the Lord. Whatever work we are doing there. And when we do the work, then, we have got colleagues and all, we maintain amiable relations with everyone as much as possible, like that. We bring them Krishna Prasad. Everyone likes food. Philosophy we can't speak these days because it's a secular world. They don't allow speaking of religion in the workplace. But we can give them prasad, which everyone likes. So we have to bring everyone prasad, keep them happy that way. And then we are getting money for working. That money also, certain percentage, we can either have a nice temple at home, you know, dress, bring best dress for Gornita, shop for Gornita's jewelry, their prasadam, offer them best bhoga, things like that. Or, you know, we can give donation to places which are preaching the correct science of Krishna consciousness. You know, we can give donation. Like that, we can choose. So that when we do, we are telling Krishna, I'm... And then at home, we have wife, husband, or whoever they are. We try to discuss Krishna with them regularly. Yeah? And explain and find out how each one of us can play their roles better in Krishna consciousness. How the father can be a Krishna conscious father. How the mother can be a Krishna conscious mother. How the child can, we can bring up the child as a Krishna conscious child. So those discussions. And then having in the temple also someone who can, we can go for advice. Then having a peer group of friends with whom we can discuss. And then having also those people whom we can guide, the youngsters who are coming up, like that. So when we follow that, then life becomes dynamic. And we are not only getting, but we are also giving. And it becomes a complete cycle. The holistic cycle of Vedic life, of Sanatana Dharma, is when you give, you receive. So we give in various ways as a means of sacrifice. And then we get like that. So the thing is, to overcome the mind, a mantra, therefore it is called mantra, one that transcends the mind. Therefore we chant on the holy names. So it shuts up the mind to a certain extent. And other, at other times, by throughout the day, being mindful of how can I do this to please Krishna? How can I do this to please Krishna? According to the scripture. Then on the advice of Guru Sadhu Shastra, we follow that in our lives. And we serve and we question always, how can I serve Krishna better? How can I serve Krishna better? And we do it in a way that makes us enthusiastic, make it fun. Not that, you know, I just concentrate on the serious aspects and then think, oh my God, life has become so boring because it is too much for me. No. We shouldn't become like that. We should make it fun. Fun learning. Like that. Then life becomes happy and dynamic. Yeah? Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. My 5 minutes are over. So it's time to call. Thank you very much for being such a nice audience. I really enjoyed my time here. Tomorrow I'm leaving for London. But I have very happy memories of my time here. Best of luck to all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.